Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 978. Visible translated text is as follows: Charge of the Court, State of Georgia, versus Murder, Leo M. Frank, Fulton Superior Court. Trial, July 28th to Aug, 21, 1913. Gentlemen of the jury, this bill of indictment charges Leo M. Frank with the offense of murder. The charge is that Leo M. Frank, in this county, on the 26th day of April of this year, with force and arms, did unlawfully and with malice aforethought kill and murder one Mary Fagan by then and there choking her, the said Mary Fagan, with a cord placed around her neck. To this charge made by the bill of indictment found by the grand jury of this county, recently impaneled Leo M. Frank, the defendant files a plea of not guilty. The charge is made by the bill of indictment on the one hand and his plea of not guilty, filed therefore, form the issue. And you, gentlemen of the jury, have been selected, chosen, and sworn to try the truth of this issue. Leo M. Frank, the defendant, comes here with the presumption of innocence in his favor, and this presumption of innocence remains with him to shield him and protect him until the state shall overcome it and remove it by evidence offered to you in your hearing and presence, sufficient in strength and character to satisfy your minds beyond a reasonable doubt of his guilt of each and every material allegation made by the bill of indictment. I charge you, gentlemen, that all of the allegations of this indictment are material, and it is necessary for the state to satisfy you of their truth by evidence that convinces your minds beyond a reasonable doubt of his guilt before you would be authorized to find a verdict of guilty. You are not compelled to find, from the evidence, his guilt beyond any doubt, but beyond a reasonable doubt, such a doubt as grows out of the evidence. But the evidence in the case, or want of evidence, such a doubt as would leave the mind of an impartial mind, would entertain about matters of the highest importance to himself, after all reasonable efforts to ascertain the truth. This does not mean a fanciful doubt, one conjured up by the jury, but a reasonable doubt. Gentlemen, this defendant is charged with murder. Murder is defined to be the unlawful killing of a human being, in the peace of the state, by a person of sound memory and discretion, with malice aforethought, either express or implied. Express malice is that deliberate intention unlawfully to take away the life of a fellow being, which is manifested by external circumstances capable of proof. Malice shall be implied where no considerable provocation appears, and where all of the circumstances of the killing show an abandoned and malignant heart. There is no difference between express and implied malice except in the mode of arriving at the fact of its existence. The legal sense of the term malice is not confined to particular animosity to the deceased, but extends to an evil design in general. The popular idea of malice in its sense of revenge, hatred, ill will, has nothing to do with the subject. It is an intent to kill a human being in a case where the law would neither justify nor in any degree excuse the intention, if the killing should take place as intended. It is a deliberate intent unlawfully to take human life, whether it springs from hatred, ill will, or revenge, ambition, avarice, or other like passion. A man may form the intent to kill, do the killing instantly, and regret the deed as soon as done. Malice must exist at the time of the killing. It need not have existed any length of time previously. 156,